chapter 11, verse 12. God says, I'd rather have you hot or cold, but not lukewarm. If you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. See, God is saying, come on, get motivated, make a decision, draw a line, get determined. See, now, many times the devil, he doesn't take off until he knows you're serious. When you begin to bind him or forbid him to do certain things in the name of Jesus, you may have to raise your voice. You say, well, I'm not accustomed to doing that. I'm a very quiet person. Well, you can sit there in your quietude and probably lose. You need to get determined. See, if the house is burning down, you'll probably raise your voice. Well, essentially, you're in a very drastic life and death situation most of the time against the enemy. And you may have to raise your voice and say, in the name of Jesus, pound the table, do something, and say, I'm drawing a line here, and I'm not putting up with this one more second. Now, when you do that, God responds.
That's right. We bring up the example of when Jesus was in the wilderness and Satan had tempted him three times. And he rebutted every temptation with a scripture. It is written, Satan, it is written, it is written. And then it says that Satan left for a season. Now, if Satan is going to come back and tempt Jesus, which he did, but Jesus always had the victory. Remember that. Remember that, friends. Jesus always had the victory. You have the victory. You are more than conquerors. You truly are. But Satan will come back. He will come back to try to tempt you. And that's why Paul said in Ephesians 6 to put on the whole armor of God. Not just be partially dressed here, but the whole armor. And so much of that armor, Darren, has to do with the Word of God. The Word of God is going to dress you and fit you out so that you can stand against all of his arrows and all of his ammunition. Praise the Lord. Jesus did it for us.
Now, the reason he did that for us is, of course, he wanted to redeem us. But the reason that we can be so aggressive, see, and I like that word. It goes with my personality. Some of you say, well, yes. I'm not aggressive. Well, you need to get aggressive because Satan will never give up. You may win the battle on Monday, and he may come back in a weak moment on Tuesday or Wednesday and try to whack on you. But here it is. This is the fact. For in him all the fullness of deity dwells in bodily form. Now, Jesus had it all. And in the first chapter of Colossians, it says, Jesus was so pleasing to the Father. The Father just up and poured all the deity into Jesus. He didn't withhold anything. He poured it all in there.
Praise you, Jesus.
It's all in Jesus. For in him all the fullness of deity dwells in bodily form. And in him, you have been made complete.
And now, some translations say perfect. You have been made perfect.
And he is head over our rule and authority. And you can say in that perfection. Okay, you've been made complete. All right, so then now you say, okay, you know, if I'm complete, if I've been made perfect, then I don't lack anything. But I don't know that yet. Jesus, you're made unto me wisdom now. I'm going back to 1 Corinthians 1:30. Jesus, you've got to explain. Teach me, man. Teach me. Holy Spirit, you've been sent to lead me into all truth. I need the truth explained to me. Give me revelation knowledge of how I've been made complete. How can I stand up against the devil? You know, God loves those conversations. He loves that interchange. You know what he'll do? I can tell you how it works with me. In a few hours, maybe in the night, maybe the next day, next 2 days, I have a revelation understanding I didn't have before, and I'm operating in it. Because I said, all right, if I'm complete, then I'm complete. I'm going to accept what you said, Jesus, as the truth. All right, now, I've got it legally here. I can see that on the page of my Bible here in Colossians 2, 9 and 10. I've been made complete in you, and you're head over all rule and authority. Now, vitally, I need that to work out in my life. Jesus, show me how to do that. How do I fight these temptations that come along if I'm complete in you? How can I stop thinking failure and start thinking success if I'm complete in you? You know, Jesus would say, oh, man, I mean, it's like saying, sick him to Jesus. Come get me, man. Come get me. And he will jump in there, and he will begin to reveal your completeness that's legally yours, and all of a sudden becomes usable and vital for you. And that's when you win. When you win, folks. And you say, all right, I'm complete in Jesus Christ. Devil, you don't have a chance. In Luke 10:19, it says, I've got all authority over all the power of the enemy. I'm using the name and the blood of Jesus. I'm coming after you. And Satan, I bind you away from my kids. I bind you away from my finances. I bind you away from my health. See, then you're rising up, and you're worth something in the body of Christ.
Well, and Jesus said, the gates of hell shall not prevail against us. The very gates of hell, Darren, shall not prevail against us. Jesus gave us those promises, not sugar-coated or flim-flam kind of a message. He went through it for us, so we know that it's got power. And I'd like us to read together Hebrews 10, 19, and 20 here. It is so good.
I got it right
do
here.
Do you have
right,
it there?
Oh,
Hebrews
you
10,
go for it, and
19 through 22. Since therefore, brethren, we have confidence to enter the holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he inaugurated for us through the veil, that is, his flesh. And since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a sincere heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who is promised is faithful.
Oh, hallelujah.
I love that.
Now let me tell you, folks, that you can take this very literally, and you can say, okay, by faith I ask for this, and I ask that I'm being sprinkled right now. I'm sprinkling my heart by faith now with the blood of Jesus, and I'm being delivered of an evil conscience. Now, I want to tell you, that's powerful teaching. You will get that. See, some of you are down, and you say, how can I get up? I can't get up on my own. Mm-hmm. Well, one of the ways you can do that is saying, all right, by faith, I ask you, Jesus, and I believe you, Jesus, can sprinkle clean my evil conscience with your blood. Please do that now. I accept that blood washing mm-hmm. with your sprinkled blood, and he'll do that for you.
That's right. There's a wonderful scripture that talks about his faithfulness. And like you were just saying, Darren, well, I'm just so weak. It's every day. It's up in my face how weak I am. But here's a wonderful scripture for you to give right into the devil's face. And it's 2 Timothy 2, and it's verse 11. For if we died with him, we shall live with him. If we endure, we shall reign with him. If we deny him, now he will deny us. If we don't accept Jesus, he will deny us. And Jesus actually said that. But the 13th verse here, I want you to remember, if we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. Remember, he is always faithful. If you just reach up with the name of Jesus, Jesus, help me, he will bring the troops. He really will. The troops will come, and they will conquer the enemy for you. It is so important to know that he remains faithful, even though we're faithless.
In other words, when we flake out and we have a bad day,
yes,
that doesn't mean he had a bad day.
Let me tell you something. Right.
I don't believe that God in his person has ever had a bad day. He's been saddened by the fall of man.
Yes.
He's saddened when you sin. When I sin, he's saddened. But in himself, he doesn't have a bad day. And you have to remember this, that God is consistent. He is the same. Hebrews 13:8, he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. All right? Once we get that straight, that God is constant, he doesn't change, and he is always powerful enough to deliver you. He's always wise enough to know what to do. See, he doesn't fluctuate. He is always the same. He is the rock, and you can depend on Jesus to be the rock in your life. And I want to tell you, we are all filled up with the knowledge of his will and all spiritual wisdom and understanding. We are all filled up with the knowledge to please him in all respects, bearing fruit in every good work. We're all filled up with all power according to his glorious might. We're filled up with all power to make us able to be steadfast, joyously patient in every situation.
Praise God.
Let me tell you,
the
little joy meter is one way you know how much victory you've got going in your life. Mm. In fact, I'm going to see a man today that's lost his joy. And I'm going to be after him. Listen, you speak the word, brother. You let the word cleanse your life, and that joy will return.
But that's why we're here, too.
Right.
We're all here for each other. And there are times Darren and I get down, and we pump each other up. If I'm down, Darren, you pump me up. If you're down, I pump you up. We are here for each other. And friends, that's what we're here for. That's why Darren Live is here every day. We're here to be your cheerleaders, to pump you up.
And what does
God.
It say? The joy of the Lord is our strength.
Yes.
It doesn't say the power of the Lord. It says the joy of the Lord is our strength. And then we can be in thanksgiving because we share in the inheritance of the anointed ones.
Oh,
we have
God.
A fabulous inheritance, folks. Now, let me tell you, this message is loaded with the ways of God. I encourage you to listen to this over and over, to listen to it with the notepad. Go back. Copy the scriptures down. Get your Bible out. Read along with us and begin to speak these things.